It's time once again for our story, Occasional Notes from the History and Lore of Bristol Bay, brought to you by the Sam Fox Museum in Dillingham. This last weekend, I finally visited Nooshigak, or Tahikuk, as the Yupiks would call it. It's been a place I've gazed at for years. The shape of its ridgeline looking from Dillingham is a defining characteristic of my local landscape. 100 years ago, Nooshigak was a thriving community. I marvel at those great photographs taken by Thwaites and Hunt and others, showing the canneries and the stores and the barabras and the sailboats lining the beach, and the Russian church sitting above it all. Looking at that barren hillside from the shores of Dillingham, it is hard to imagine all the activity that made Nooshigak the hub of Bristol Bay from 1820 to about 1940. But up close, the evidence is all still there. Rusting cannery machinery litters the beach. Graveyards overgrown with alder line the hillside behind the village, and deep grass covers holes that were once foundations and barabras. I went over to Nooshigak to help reset the Russian cross that Gusty Wall built last year at the request of our local Orthodox congregation. As many of you know, Gusty did not take this task lightly. He created a 40-foot cross from plywood and fiberglass that must weigh close to 2 tons. The cross was barged to Nooshigak last year and dragged up the hill to the site of the last Russian church at Nooshigak that burned down in the early 1980s. It took some 30 or 40 people to stand it up. Unfortunately, it fell during the bad windstorm we had last year, and it needs to be reset. The goal is to stand it up before this winter sets in. It would be easy to dismiss this cross effort as something peculiar or of little consequence. True, the cross at Nooshigak will not alter the routine of our daily lives, but that is not the measure of its significance. Like most monuments, it asks only that on occasion we pause to reflect upon what the monument represents or memorializes. If you are a member of our local Russian Orthodox congregation, the cross is a religious symbol that captures the essence of your faith. But even if you are not Russian Orthodox, or Christian for that matter, the cross can still have meaning for you. Walking the beach at Nooshigak last weekend, I had some of the same feelings I had walking among the ruins of ancient Greece. And Nooshigak has been gone barely 75 years. So much human effort, so many dreams and aspirations, so many people gone. And all so little remains from that today. The first Russian trader, Fyodor Komakov, walked the beach at Nooshigak. He built a fort with cannons. The fort is gone. He gave his life to the Russian-American Company. The Russian-American Company is gone. He forged a peace among the warring tribes of local Yupiks. He died at Nooshigak. They buried him on one of the hills, put a tall pole with a globe on top of it to mark his grave. The pole and globe are gone. We don't even know where he's buried. Yohann Veniaminov walked the beach at Nooshigak. He performed the first Christian baptisms in Bristol Bay. He saw the first church built in Bristol Bay at Nooshigak in 1840. That church is gone, and the one to follow it, built at the turn of the last century, also gone. The faith survives, and at least Veniaminov became a saint, Saint Innocent. But you could never tell today that he was ever at Nooshigak. John W. Clark walked the beach at Nooshigak. He established the AC Trading Company in Bristol Bay. He's the namesake of Lake Clark and Clark's Point. He was the main man in these parts for some 20 years. You can find his grave there. His gravestone is made of marble. Somebody cared that he be remembered. The gravestone is broken. The alder is creeping in. You know, he was only 50 when he died. The orphans of the great flu of 1919 also walked the beach at Nooshigak, rescued by the Alaska Packers Association and doctors of the canneries at Nooshigak. Their villages decimated. Mass graves, somewhere on the grass-covered hillside, hold their parents and grandparents, brothers and sisters. Grateful for life in 1919, most of those orphans are now gone. Maybe even the legendary Yupik warrior Apanukpak walked the beach at Nooshigak. Perhaps in the time before the Russians he was there to kill, or perhaps afterwards to trade with Kolmogorov or guide him to his people on the Kuskokwim. When that cross finally rises at Nooshigak, it will become part of the ridgeline that is etched in my consciousness. Gusty made it big, so it won't be hard to see. And when I see it, I will forever imagine all those people who were at Nooshigak and part of Nooshigak's short history. I will see them standing on that hillside, gazing over the bay, looking down on their forts and their stores and their canneries and their churches, and thinking all of this would be permanent and would be there for a long time. We trivialize the message that life is brief and transient, but that message cuts true when you visit a place like Nooshigak. All of our efforts will mean so little to those who will follow. When you're gone, you'll be remembered for a little while, and that's it. But that's okay. A place like Nooshigak causes you to take stock of what you do have. Life, your children, your spouse, your family, your friends, a good day, a deep breath, lots of berries, and the gift of a moose. Gusty's cross will rise, but someday it too will fall. Someone 100 years from now may find it back in the alders and wonder for a brief moment what it was all about. But that's not important. It's the desire to leave something permanent that makes us human, the desire to make the world a little better for our having been here. Thanks to Gusty, thanks to the Russian Orthodox congregation, and thanks to the people who will make that cross rise. Our world is a little better because you choose to undertake this effort. You choose to memorialize the dreams and aspirations, whether fulfilled or not, of all of our ancestors who stood at Nooshigak and looked over to the place where we now live. For our story, I'm Tim Troll.